Episode 2936, Nothing to Prove.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a brand new week. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Are you ready for something extraordinary to come from your ordinary? Because you know what? You have nothing to prove. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM. It's so easy in our competitive and image-focused world to think, I'm not good enough, smart enough, or successful enough. Utilize your talents and gifts not to compare, but to share. You have nothing to prove. Why does it seem that all of our lives, we're just trying to prove something? I mean, come on, go back to when you don't remember any of this. Hey, Mom, I can crawl. Yeah, believe it or not, you wanted Mom to watch. You wanted Dad to watch. Look at me. I took two steps. Woohoo. Wait. Don't look away. I'm chasing you. You know, now they can run, right? And then, oh my goodness, the words. The words we say, it's not just mama and dada. It's 2-3-word sentences. Now we're combining to 5- and 6-word sentences. Oh, wait, you made the team. You made not just JV, you made varsity. You got into the school you wanted. Yep, and look at me now. My first job is in the books. Now I'm engaged to the love of my life. I got my dream job faster than anybody else. We're always trying to play up what we're doing. For attention, for love, for recognition. Why? To be noticed, to be seen, to be heard. This is something that's built into us as humans. We want to know that, I exist. Don't you see me? But do you really need to work that hard? Do you really need to strive more than thrive? You have nothing to prove, so go be you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Go be you. Oscar Wilde said, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. But are you trying to be someone else? Are you looking at your boss going, my gosh, if he doesn't retire, then how can I get to where he is? Can I create a new position? Can I make myself known for something else so I can move up the ladder? Maybe you want your spouse to recognize you. Hello, I'm over here. I know you love your life, but what about your wife? Maybe you're looking at your kids going, oh, I have so many. When do I get to be seen? Sometimes we feel like we're living life as somebody else, right? We're playing and caught in that imposter syndrome. It's self-imposed posture. Saying, gosh, I don't like who I am right now. And if I could be you, that would be marvelous. I would just like to marvel at that for a moment. Can I just be that person? And then it doesn't help when you have social media feeds. I don't know about you, but when I get on Facebook, and maybe it's because I care a little too much. I mean, that is a fault of mine. And I want to read, not just kind of looking at the pictures or watching the reels. I like to read what's written. And then I get caught up in the story. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I want to respond. And I don't just want to respond first. I also want to read everybody else's response. Next thing you know, an hour of my time has gone by and I've only looked at 1 or 2. That's a time suck for me. Now, I'm not one who always compares. I can get into that. If I go into my closet that morning and I have nothing to wear, yeah, I'm probably going to look and someone's going to show up a lot cuter and prettier than I am at my age. And I'm going to be like, seriously. And then, wait, come on, let's be honest. Then you find the excuse to justify where you are. My friend, you have nothing to prove. Because when you take a moment to think about it, trying to be who you aren't is always more exhausting and taxing on the mind, body, and spirit. You weren't created to be someone you're not. God created you on purpose for a purpose. You have those gifts and talents, only you. Now, can someone else do them too? Yes, but not like you'll use them. That's why you have them. And you have a combination that only works for you. So go be you. Don't worry about what the world is saying. Don't worry about your girlfriend. Don't worry about what people at church are saying. Don't worry about your next door neighbor. Stop getting caught up in unnecessary drama. Go be you. Now, I know it's hard to think about that, right? We can just say, oh, that's easy, Christiane. You can just spout it off. You know, you're just sitting here chit-chatting behind a microphone. No, it's not easy. You're right. I've had to work on this every single day of my life. When I was young, I would sit there. I know this sounds crazy. I would sit in my bedroom late at night. This was in middle school and high school. Seriously. Sometimes I would lay on my canopy bed. I would just look up as if the stars were right above my head. And I would sit there and analyze everything. Literally going through my day step by step. Did I say something wrong? Could I have done something better? Could I have served more? The paper I turned in, was it good enough? Did that paragraph need to be changed? Oh, wait, somebody made a comment. What did it really mean? Yeah, I have to work on it every single day. It's hard being you, isn't it? It is. It's tough. It's tough for each of us to be ourselves because you know what? When we are exhausting our energy on someone else, deep down you think you feel better about yourself. But in reality, it's just slowing down what you're trying to speed up. So why live in reverse? Right? Why don't you use the talents and gifts that God has given you to move you forward? So what does it look like in real life? Number one, smile more than you scroll. If you're always looking side to side or up and down, you'll never be able to do what you can do. You can't let your worry of someone else's success or journey upset your path to your everyday. But when you smile, you break the pattern of comparison and you open up yourself to seeing what's right in front of you. See, the problem is when you're scrolling through. Now, the reels are fun. Like if you're looking at stuff like homes and all of this, like we're looking at building our home. It's kind of scary, exciting all at the same time. It'll be a few years. And I'm sure when we get to that point, you'll be hearing stories about it. And there'll be lessons that I will learn along the way that I will love to share with you. But right now, it's just all a dream. And it's so great just to dream. You know, and so when you're scrolling through things and it's all about dreaming, that's wonderful. But when you stop, and it's on a person doing something that you wish you were doing. And then you're looking at him or her saying, what are they doing that I'm not? Why do they have this success and I don't? Maybe your success is showing up in other ways. But let me tell you, if you just keep scrolling and looking through this, are you getting anywhere? No. That's why you got to smile. And when you smile, what do you think happens in your heart? You feel gratitude. Now, I know you're not thinking it like subconsciously going, I feel grateful about this when I smile. But you see what it does when you actually smile and you turn up those two corners of your mouth? You're actually engaging your emotions to say, okay, you can do this. You're made for more. Try the next time you're caught in a position of, I don't know, just feeling down and out and smile. It's going to feel really hard to sit there and feel down and out. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be like, gosh, I wish I would have won that. Have you watched the NFL playoffs? Did you have time to watch that yesterday? They were good games. And some of you went away with, yes, my team won. And others went away with going, oh, if they just would have done this. Either way, it's a grunt. But each team had to do what they needed to do. What if you could smile even when you lose? not just when you win? Would life look a little bit differently? Would life feel a little bit differently? Change your everyday. That's impact. Smile more than you scroll. Number two, show up more than you stumble. You're going to make mistakes, right? You're going to fail. Woohoo! Celebrate it now. It's going to happen. But so long as you have the drive to show up more than you stumble, you will always be on top. Those two teams that lost, the 49ers and the Bengals, do you think they feel like they're on top? No, not exactly. They're feeling a little down and out, right? Because they didn't win their position to the Super Bowl. But let me tell you, only four teams played for the NFC and the AFC championships. Two each. How many teams were left behind? Regardless of the outcome, they still rose to the top. Why? Because they kept showing up. They weren't caught up in their stumbles. There were a lot of them along the journey this season on those teams that lost. But they remained on top because they showed up. Smile. Show up. And finally, number three, simplify more than you sensationalize. When you focus on what you do best first, you don't have to be concerned about being noticed. You do what you do best so you can live, love, and impact. This way you're not trying to prove anything. You just get to go be you. Sometimes we overcomplicate life. We get in our own way. We're like, oh, if I just do it this way and this way. You've heard the saying, you know, why try to reinvent the wheel? Model after someone else's success. Now, is it going to look the same? Of course not, because it's you. You're doing it. But instead of sitting here trying to say, okay, in order to get my promotion, this is what I need to do. All right. Are you trying to reinvent the wheel to get there? Or do you know the steps within the company to get there? Maybe you want a better relationship with your kiddos. Are you showing up for them? Are you talking to them? Are you caught in your own life? Maybe you're trying to read too many books. Now, I'm all about books, don't get me wrong. But sometimes we complicate things more. Dial it back a little bit. Simplify. Slow down so you can speed up. Allow God to present to you and say, here are your options. Trust me. I got you. Let's do this together. Because if you're always focused on, whoa, look at me, look what I did, right? Back to, hello, here I am, right? I can crawl, Mom. I can walk, I can run now. Mama, I love you. My little grandson, he's two. And it's so adorable. We'll talk to him either FaceTime or he'll call us and Mom's driving home and he's in the back of, you know, the second row. And he'll be like, Gamma, Gamma. And I'm like, yeah. And he'll say a couple things. And then Kaylin, my daughter, will say, hey, say love you. And he'll go, love you! With this like exclamation point on, love you! Sometimes we get caught up in having to have everything right. But if we simplify, do I really need to hear him say, I love you, Grandma? Grandma, you're the best. I love you. No, just that love you, that exclamation point that says, yeah, I love you, Grandma, miss you. He does that with miss you too. He goes, miss you. And it's just this enthusiasm. Don't you want to have that enthusiasm of a two-year-old? Well, you can't if you're complicating life. Because two-year-olds see things as very simplistic. I want that, I go for that. If I'm over here and it's over there, well, I'm just going to go get it. They don't sit down and go, okay, now let's make a plan here. What is this going to look like? Walk over here to the couch. And then if I want to, I know mom took that toy away from me. It's right there on the counter. So I'm going to go over here by the bench. And I'm real strong so I can climb up on that bench. And then wait. There's the stool. I can move it just a little bit out. And then I'll climb up on that and I've reached the top. And I got my toy that I want. I got my tablet so I can watch my shows. The two-year-old is not thinking that. The two-year-old says, I want that. I'm just going. I'm going after it. Stop complicating life. Sometimes we just live it because we're caught in our own responsibilities. Yes, they're important. Right? We got to put a roof over our head, which means we need to earn some money. That involves a job or a career, some form or fashion. We need to be able to eat, so we need to make time for that. We need to sleep. We need to restore our bodies. Then we need to care for our bodies, right? Maybe a shower here and there, you know, that's helpful. We need to take care of our children, take care of our spouses. But then when we sit here and go, all right, but really, I want something more and I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to dictate every single step. In all reality, you can't do that. You got to let go of trying to control everything. Smile. Show up. Simplify. So what are you doing in your everyday now? Are you trying to get noticed? Are you that little 4-month, 6-month old saying, look at me, I'm crawling. Now I'm walking. Or are you focused on your talents and gifts? Are you sitting there going, you know what? I have a lot to offer. I'm going to focus on what God has given me. I'm going to take care of my family. I'm going to love on them. I'm going to serve well in my community, in my career, in my church, to a stranger. I'm going to show up and serve God well. You get to be amazing when you stand and be you. There's no better reason than this season to make a change for today and every day. You, my friend, you have nothing to prove. So my prayer for you, may you delight in your own talents and gifts. Focus your heart on what you have to offer and leave everyone else to their own vices. You are loved, seen, and heard. Go out, be present. Be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Remember to catch us on pray.com on Tuesdays, 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Love you all lots. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.